Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 19, starting in verse 28 and ending in verse 48. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. After telling this story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying that colt?' just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowds spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground, and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place, because you did not recognize it when God visited you." Then Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people selling animals for sacrifices. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." After that, he taught daily in the temple, but the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the other leaders of the people began planning how to kill him. But they could think of nothing, because all the people hung on every word he said. Once again, that was Luke chapter 19 verses 28 through 48 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus came to save the world and show the way of peace. Christ wept over Jerusalem because they had rejected him and his peace. Instead of turning the other cheek, they played politics and power games with the Romans. The Sadducees placated the Romans while they supported the violence of the Zealots. Jesus clearing the temple was a prophetically symbolic warning for the destruction of the temple. Rather than repenting, the religious leaders plotted to kill Christ. Within 40 years there was a major rebellion, and the Romans destroyed Jerusalem, just as Jesus had predicted. Jesus called his generation, and all generations, to follow his way of peace. Jesus died for his enemies. He forgave those who hurt him. The early Christians radically lived the way of peace. They suffered for Christ, they were tortured and killed at the hands of the Romans, and yet they kept growing more and more and more. Eventually, the mighty Roman Empire was conquered, not by military might but by the strength of Christ's love. About AD 300, Christianity became a legal religion in the empire. We are still called to follow Christ's way of peace. This does not mean there can't be punishment for wrongdoing. And we are still called to have boundaries and be healthy and wise in our relationships. It means we are peacemakers with Jesus, taking the initiative for peace, and willing to stand up and suffer for what is right. Peacemaking includes sacrificial forgiveness and long-suffering patience. Follow Christ and let him use you to bring more peace to this world. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why did the religious leaders plot to kill Jesus rather than repent? How is God's way of peace different than the world's way? How can you be a peacemaker today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.